Now to Dunedin, where teenager Erica Fairweather was today officially announced as a member of New Zealand's Olympic team at her school assembly. The 17-year-old Kavanagh College student will likely be the youngest member of the team. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown went back to school and has the story.
While most Year 13 students have hectic schedules to keep, Erica Fairweather is dealing with commitments a few magnitudes greater.
So usually I get up at 4:30 in the morning, which is pretty brutal, but then we're in the pool at 5 and in the water at 5:30, and then I have some breakfast, come to school, and after school it's either swimming or gym, so yeah, it's pretty busy most days.
The freestyler, who qualified last year when she was only 16, got the official news this afternoon from White Ferns player and 2008 Olympian with New Zealand's basketball team, Susie Bates.
I'm going to officially announce the athlete to the team and representing New Zealand in swimming at the Tokyo Olympic Games, Erica Fairweather.
Erica says the raucous response meant a lot.
Oh, I am feeling on top of the world. I mean, having that assembly and all that recognition was so lovely, yeah.
And while the will it happen, won't it happen nature of this year's Olympics means preparation has been anything but seamless, Erica says, if anything, it's probably worked out in her favour.
It's definitely been interesting. I don't think it's done me any damage, though. I mean, probably having the extra year and with having my young age is probably beneficial, if anything.
It's been a long time since New Zealand secured a medal in the pool. In fact, Erica wasn't even born yet, not even close.
25 metres to go. Is this going to be gold for Danyon Loader? Danyon Loader of New Zealand leads. Loader in the centre of the pool now. We're going to have an Olympic gold medal here. Danyon Loader going to win this event. Loader wins. Loader wins gold for New Zealand.
But the parallels are there. Danyon Loader was also a fresh-faced 17-year-old from Dunedin when he won a silver medal at Barcelona in 1992. 4 years later, he got double gold in Atlanta. Erica says his legacy looms large over swimmers in the South.
I mean, we swim in his pool every day. It's definitely a big icon in swimming in New Zealand as well as swimming in Dunedin. So, it's a pretty hard legacy to live up to.
But Kavanagh College's principal, Kate Nicholson, says her legacy is already secure.
You'd never know she was an Olympian in the making. She is so humble, and she just gets on with life and she makes it all work, which is a rare quality in somebody so young.
Her proud parents, Mark Fairweather and Emma Young, say it's no shock to them to see what she's achieved.
She goes to every session and she puts 100% in. I'm sure the coach would back that up. And she does it at school. It reflects in every part of her life. So, yeah, she's a hard worker all round.
If she thinks she's going to miss a session or something because she's too busy doing something, she'll make it up the next day or that night or the next morning. So she knows what it takes and she thrives on that, I think. So, yeah, talented young girl too.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
And while her family and friends won't be able to support her in person, there'll be plenty of people alongside her in spirit, as well as leaping up and down in living rooms around the South when she takes to the pool in the 200 and 400 metre freestyle in Tokyo.